Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Friday, April 22nd, 2016. And wow, I don't know if you've been able to tune in all week long, but I'm sure being blessed by the retelling of our anniversary celebration is recorded just over 2 weeks ago as 1,000 strong gathered at Lincoln Square Mall. And all week long, I've been playing the whole program in its entirety, from the opening remarks to the singing men to the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. Yesterday, you heard the beginning of Dr. Erwin Lutzer's message if you were tuned in, and it'll be concluded today with closing remarks and prayer from our radio board member, Pastor Ken Crawford. But before I pick up where we left off yesterday, a few quick announcements. Now, some of you might have received this in an email, but I want to alert all of our Great News Radio listeners that there's 4 upcoming events or gatherings or trips that we want to make sure you're aware of. Tomorrow, April 23rd, from noon to 4 p.m., head out to Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana to the old Brownfield Sports Store, as we're going to have a meet and greet, receive and record. There'll be Great News Radio tote bags, God Listens, You Can Too yard signs, a whole variety of coupons. I have a bunch of stacks of different things, from $5 pizzas to vouchers for CU Symphony tickets to 10% off on Popalicious Gourmet Popcorn, some Texas Roadhouse free appetizer coupons, discounts at a couple Chinese restaurants, a 7-day fitness trial at Charter Fitness, and so much more. And Jan Roderick, who did all the cakes and desserts and brownies and cupcakes, the other day when she emailed me and said, "Hey, Mark, I'll do up a bunch of desserts for everyone on Saturday." Then the next day she said, "Well, I'm going to have sweets. I might as well do some pretzels, too." So I'm not sure what kind of fiction she's going to have, but they were certainly tasty a few weeks ago, and I'm sure they'll be well-received tomorrow. So head out to the Lincoln Square Mall anytime between noon and 4 p.m. And for those of you that already received one of our Great News Radio gift boxes loaded with all those coupons, a number of the businesses are right there at Lincoln Square Mall. So come on over, have a dessert, and then do some shopping after some great fellowship time, and maybe I can record you doing a radio announcement. So that's tomorrow, noon to 4, at the Lincoln Square Mall. Then Sunday, May 22nd, we'll be leaving Marketplace Mall. I hope nobody gets confused with Lincoln Square Mall and Marketplace Mall, but we're going to be heading up to the Moody Church to hear Dr. Lutzer present his last message as the senior pastor. Now, I will say he's going to stay on and continue to do Running to Win, his Monday through Friday program heard on WGNN, but this will be the last time he's preaching as the senior pastor at the Moody Church. So we're going to take a busload up. We'll be leaving Marketplace Mall at 7 in the morning sharp, heading up to Moody, maybe a stop in Paxton, get to the church around 9:30, 9:45 for their 10 a.m. service, enjoy that time of worship. Then we'll have lunch, head over to Navy Pier, also called North Pier, have about an hour-long walk, especially if it's nice out, and then we'll head back, returning by 5 p.m. And there is a $40 cost, and you can register online at greatnewsradio.org. So I'm pretty sure we'll have a full busload for that. So register and get your $40 in as soon as possible to make sure there's adequate space for you to be a part of our deluxe motor coach up to the Moody Church on Sunday, May 22nd. Then Saturday, June 11th, there's going to be an evening concert with Ivan Parker, joined by the singing men of GNN. There's basically 3 ticket prices, $25 for the artist circle, that's reserved seating up front and close, with a special meet and greet with Ivan Parker, or $10 open seating. Now, these are purchased in advance, so you can stop by greatnewsradio.org and register online and pay online or send in a check. Otherwise, it's $15 at the door, and that's for open seating, $15 at the door, open seating. But if you pay for it in advance, it's $10 or $25 with the artist circle, reserve seating, with the meet and greet with Ivan at 6 p.m. The concert begins at 7 p.m. on Saturday, June 11th. And then finally, so you can plan for next year and get that vacation time off, we'll be taking a 10-day life-changing trip to Israel, February 22nd through March 3rd, with the trip theme, See and Savor the Holy Land, Psalm 34:8, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. More details can be found out about that trip to the Holy Land at greatnewsradio.org. All right, quick summary. If you missed yesterday's broadcast where Dr. Lutzer began sharing how do we as Christians withstand the pressure of the state becoming God, and he kind of laid out three different principles: that we believe or depend on the promises of God, two, that the trustworthiness of God's providence, and three, that we believe in the presence of God, that God will be with us. The promises of God, the providence of God, and the presence of God. And we left off yesterday just as he was going to start talking about transforming truths, things that we need to be mindful of. He'll list four of them, and quickly they're going to be persecution should be expected. We must learn to stand alone, fear God more than we fear the furnace, and things are not what they appear to be. Here's Dr. Erwin Lutzer, senior pastor of the Moody Church, host of Running to Win in the Moody Church Hour, prolific author and speaker, and our special keynote at our 20th anniversary celebration as recorded 15 days ago at Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana, as we celebrated what God has done in and through this radio ministry and what we pray he'll continue to do in the days ahead. Here's Dr. Erwin Lutzer continuing his message on today, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends.
Now, I want to bring this down to where we live and to our present situation in the great United States of America. Let me give you four or five truths that I hope will be transforming. I want you to hang on to these, because as our culture begins to slide into darkness, we need to be reminded of some basics. Number one, simply this: persecution should be expected. Persecution should be expected. You know, Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, don't be surprised at the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange things happened on you. Listen, the more this nation turns away from God and turns away because it's in love with the darkness, the more we can expect the kind of pressures that we are experiencing. And you parents and grandparents, and we're grandparents, of course, as well as parents, the simple fact is this: we have no idea what lies around the horizon. None. A number of years ago, the American Journal of Orthopsychiatry had an article in which it tried to indicate that intolerance was a personality disorder, and whether or not it was diagnosable and curable, intolerance. Can't you imagine maybe the day coming when the Children Family Services comes into the home of school children who are taught at home, homeschoolers, and said that your parents are intolerant and therefore they are disqualified as teachers? I mean, that sounds bizarre, but listen, all kinds of things that sounded bizarre 20 years ago are happening today. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine regarding Islam? The OIC, the Organization of Islamic Communities, for years has tried to get a resolution through the United Nations that would make all criticism of Islam a crime. All criticism. Remember the man a few years ago who made that movie that mocked Muhammad, supposedly, and how he was arrested and put into jail? Oh, you say, no, that happened. The reason that it happened is because he violated parole. Yeah, that's what we always do with somebody who violates parole. We drag him out in the full glare of television cameras. The administration wanted to make it very, very clear. This is what happens to anyone who has the nerve of using freedom of speech to denigrate or disrespect Muhammad. We're living at a time when even freedom of speech no longer is what it used to be. But you know what Jesus said? He said, blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you. And here's what the Greek text says in Luke. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you, and they cast out your name as being evil. I wonder how many of us can say that at times our names have been cast out as being evil. Jesus said, blessed are you if it happens because of me and because of your convictions. So number one, persecution is to be expected. Number two, oh, this is so critical for our children and our grandchildren. We must learn to stand alone. We must learn to stand alone. You know, Mark, I read this passage of Scripture, and I say, here were these three guys. Now, there were 10,000 Jews that went from Jerusalem to Babylon. Where were the others? Are these the only three who refused to bow down before the image? You know, we are so weak as believers and so ashamed of Jesus at times, it is just really, really humiliating. You know, there are Christians who, when they're in a restaurant, won't bow their head in prayer, or if they do, they pretend that they are, itching their eyebrows and they're looking at their napkin and so forth, because they don't even want to be witnessing to the people around them that they actually believe in God and are giving Him thanks. How are we going to survive when the real persecution comes? You know what we ought to be doing with our children and young people? What we should be doing is reading them stories of heroes of the faith who gave their lives, and help our young people to see that historically it has always cost to stand for the gospel and to be true to the faith. The younger generation needs to know that it's not going to be the way it is. And so secondly, what we have to do is to help them to stand alone. Third, we must fear God more than we do the furnace. We must fear God more than we fear the furnace. In Revelation chapter 12, it says that they overcame the enemy, and they overcame him by the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. And therefore they did not regard their life even unto death, because they said it is important for us to fear God regardless of what happens. That's more important than fearing the wrath of the Antichrist and being thrown into a furnace. One of the people I write about in my book on the Reformation, John Hus of Czechoslovakia, who was burned at the stake in 1415. And before he was burned at the stake, the authorities said, "We are entrusting your soul into the hands of the devil." And he said, "I am entrusting my soul into the hands of God." And then, before he died, according to a witness, he made this prediction. He said, "You can cook this goose." Now, you must understand that in Czech, the word goose and puss is the same word. He said, "You can cook this goose, but after me a swan will arise." And Luther believed that he was the fulfillment of that prophecy, because 102 years later, Luther nailed his 95 theses on the castle church door in Wittenberg. But the point is that throughout history, there are people who said, "We fear God more than we fear the flames, and we are willing to pay a price." Amen. To be totally devoted and true to Him. And we need those kinds of heroes as examples for us in our generation.
Amen.
And now, number four, and this is very critical, we must understand that things are not what they appear to be. Things are not what they appear to be. If I may put in a plug for my book on Islam. The reason I wrote it is because when I was in Turkey, we had a very devout guy who said, in effect, though he said it very carefully and very kindly, "Islam's ability to crush the church is proof of its superiority as a religion. So if you want to know whether or not Islam is right, go to Egypt, where there are 3,000 churches that are mosques today. Look throughout all the Middle East. Syria was at one time at least nominally Christian. Iraq, Iran." This troubled me because it made Jesus look weak. And I had to face the question, why is it that the Islam has often been able to crush the church? Now, that's a much longer story, but let me say this. Things are not what they appear to be. Might is not necessarily a proof of correctness. Let me give you an example. Revelation chapter 12. Antichrist is ruling. Imagine this. It says, "And all who dwell upon the face of the earth shall worship him, except those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life from before the foundation of the world." Imagine that. Everyone except the elect worshiping Antichrist. That's chapter 12 of the book of Revelation. What does it say in chapter 15 of the book of Revelation? "And I beheld as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them who had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image. And they stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, O King of saints. What a difference two chapters make. Chapter 12, Antichrist rules. Chapter 15, I guess it's maybe three chapters. Chapter 15, they are standing there having gotten the victory. He killed them, but they've been raised to life, standing triumphantly with Jesus. Things are not what they appear to be. There are those who are winning on earth who will eventually lose. In fact, I want to end with two statements that I want you to grasp and receive into your soul. We're living in some very dark times. They're a lot darker than I painted them tonight. But I want us to remember that historically and biblically, it is not necessary for us as Christians to have freedom of religion in order to be faithful. Did you know that? It's not necessary to have freedom of religion in order to be faithful. That's why you have martyrs. They were faithful without freedom of religion. Cost them a lot, but we're not used to here in the United States. But I'm urging you to remain faithful and true to the faith, no matter what, even if it costs you. And then another concluding statement, and that is, we don't have to win in this life in order to win in the life to come. We don't have to win in this life in order to win in the life to come. I love to tell the story about the girl, a true story, in China during the days of the Boxer Rebellion. When the Boxers came and they were going to rid China of all Western influence, they went to a Christian school and they told the students, we're going to put a cross outside on the step. If you step on the cross, which means that you despise it, you can live. If you walk around the cross in honor of it, you'll be shot. The first eight students stepped on the cross and they were allowed to live. But number nine was a girl who paused to pray that God would give her the grace to do what she knew she should. And she walked the cross in honor of it and was shot. And the other kids took her example. Was she a winner?
Amen.
Not in this life. But believe me, she was a winner in the life to come. And that's where it really counts. Chrysostom, sometimes pronounced Chrysostom, was in Istanbul. Of course, in those days it was called Constantinople. And he was run out of his church. It's a long, complicated story, but he was on his way to exile. And I'm going to read to you two paragraphs from what he said to his congregation as he was leaving. And this was his last sermon. Numerous are the waves and the great tossing of the sea, but we have no fear of going down, for we stand upon the rock. Let the oceans rage as it will. It is powerless to break the rock. Let the waves roll. They cannot sink the bark of Jesus. Tell me, what should we fear? Death? For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Exile? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it. The confiscation of property? Well, we brought nothing into this world, and it is clear that we can take nothing away. I despise what the world fears and hold its goods in derision. I do not fear poverty, nor do I desire riches. I am not afraid of death. I do not pray to live, unless it be for your good. No man shall be able to separate us. No man can part that which is God has joined together. If you cannot dissolve marriage, how much less shall you be able to break up the church of God? You can fight her, but you will not be able to harm the object of your attack. And then he says, the waves, and we've all experienced them, haven't we, do not break through the rock. But when they hit the rock, namely Jesus, they are dissolved into foam. Be faithful, preach the word, share the gospel, and live for Jesus no matter what. God bless you, and God bless you.
What a joy to have Dr. Erwin Lutzer down to be a part of our 20th anniversary celebration. As you can hear from the applause, people were touched and moved and challenged and encouraged by his message on how do we as Christians withstand the pressure of the state becoming God. And to close out the program, we have board member Pastor Ken Crawford share a few words. And as a 100% listener-supported radio ministry, he conveyed how you can invest and be a part of this ministry that has an eternal perspective. And so he'll share different ways to give and how your donations make a difference.
Let everybody get a seat. What a blessing. What an encouragement to our world. I'm Ken Crawford. I'm pastor of First Baptist Church in Rancho, Illinois. I've been there for a little over 16 years. And from the very beginning, this radio station, that church, has had people, members in it, and the church supporting this wonderful ministry. There is no doubt in anybody's mind that's here tonight that we live in a darkened world. We live in a world that needs a beacon, a very strong light. We live in a world that is very much against people using the name Jesus or Jesus Christ unless they use it in a very negative and horrible way. Well, I thank all of you that support the radio station. Many of you do. If you look in your bulletin, there's a little envelope. I want to point out a couple of things to you that will be helpful. First of all, there's a couple of program guides. Now, you may be very familiar with the programming that we've got, and you may not need that, but please don't throw those away. Take the opportunity to hand it to somebody and encourage them to listen to this really fabulous program. Now, there's another thing that you'll find in there. You'll find a survey. Because we ask people to voluntarily give us some information. We protect your information. It's not sold or used for any other purposes. We just want to know the people that are listening. And you can make a deeper connection with us through that card. There's another card in there that has a 2020 challenge on it. 2020 challenge. Good vision. It's 2020, right? The 2020 challenge. $20 a month for 20 months. Well, I know some of you are already doing it. But if you're not, there's an opportunity to do some more. You may want to support the singing men of GNN. You may want to support our drama troupe. You may want to go back to your church leaders and ask that church to support this wonderful ministry. Now, we stand 24 hours a day as a beacon in a dark world. The radio station does. Okay. It's in partnership with all of your churches. If you have not had the opportunity to share with people Jesus Christ, do that. Let your witness show. Follow the advice, the encouragement of Dr. Lutzer. You'll notice that we also provide an envelope for you to return this information to us. Please add postage to it. It gets to it a little quicker. It's less expensive to open. I can't express in strong enough words, only simple language, that God doesn't need our money. He needs our devotion. But I want to ask you to just hold your hands out. Don't you feel blessed tonight?
Amen.
Your hands are so full of blessing. It's kind of greedy to keep all that to yourselves. God is giving you two hands and two feet. And we're supposed to go into the world and share the gospel. Take what you've learned tonight. Please share that. But the most important thing that we need for any ministry is prayer. This ministry began with prayer. It's sustained by prayer. This event is a celebration of all those prayers for the last 20 years. And we're preparing for the next 20. We always are looking for ways to improve what we do. We're going to need equipment that improves as technology improves. Whenever the opportunity arises to grow the ministry, we do that through the blessings that you've received in your hands. But more importantly, through the prayers that you offer. When you go home tonight, before you go to bed, I want you to think about the words that I've said just now. And when you awaken in the morning, I'm sure God will tell you what to do. Now, we've been very blessed tonight. Dr. Lutzer is going to be right behind us at a book table, and he's going to be signing books. If you want to make a donation or a pledge tonight, down there where you picked up your gift packages tonight at the Old Sporting Goods store, there'll be someone down there that you can talk to. All these men that you see around here in tuxedos are willing to share Christ with you, to visit with you. And there's many others here. Don't be bashful. Just ask. If you don't know Christ as Lord and Savior, but you want to know more about Him, please, it's urgent. Stick around and ask somebody tonight. If you do know Him, share. I'd like to close this in prayer, if you would, please. Lord, we thank You for calling us. We thank You for bringing us to this place tonight. We thank You for the words of Scripture, the encouragement that comes from a great teacher, the blessing that comes from music from the heart and soul, the blessing that comes from dwelling together peacefully in unity with other brothers and sisters in Christ and those that are yet to know Him. We thank You, Lord, that we can be in a public place and do this. What a testimony, Lord. You've used us tonight. So, Lord, as we prepare to depart and love and serve one another, may we do it in the Spirit of Christ, by the power of His Holy Spirit. We know that Christ wins. Help us, Lord, to help that happen. In every way, we ask Your blessing tonight. In every way, Lord, we ask that You empower us to share it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, that concludes our 20th anniversary celebration from beginning to end. It was about an hour and 45-minute program, and all week long, you just about heard every word that was uttered that Thursday night, April 7th, at the Lincoln Square Mall. Thank you, Daryl Melling. He was in the audience and had his video recorder going, and so I was able to lift that audio off and share it with you all week long. All the broadcasts are archived at greatnewsradio.org if you want to listen to them again, or you missed one of the days this week, or maybe you want to paste it into an email and send it on to a friend that doesn't know about this radio ministry. But what a blessed event as we gathered 1,000 strong and testified to what God has done and is doing through this radio ministry. And as we continue to be faithful in the days ahead, I trust He'll even do greater works. And one of the things I'm really praying hard about is a Great News Radio Event Center. I don't know how it'll all come together, but it just seems after 20 years, it's time to have a rallying point for our listeners to come together. A place where we can host the singing men and the theater troupe and other events and workshops and teachings and luncheons and gatherings. Have another studio location and so many other reasons where I'm just praying up that God will pull it all together. The funding will be there and the arrangements and the logistics and everything will just fall into place where we know His hand is all over it. So I'd ask that you'd pray that up and pray up how you can be a part of this radio ministry into the future through your prayers, your volunteer efforts, through your financial support, through attending events, and through telling others about this radio ministry. And one thing that's happening tomorrow from 12 to 4 p.m. at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana is we're having a special meet and greet, receive and record. So come on out and pick up a God Listen Jute Can 2 yard sign. And by the way, I think I'm going to start a campaign that if you put the yard sign in your place of business or home or somewhere that's legal. Now, you can't put it out near the street because that's like that public domain, you know, between the street and the sidewalk. So make sure it's in your yard. Don't just put it up somewhere in a park where the city will pull it down. But if you take a picture of it, you know, at your home or in your business, and you mail that in to us or email it to us, we'll award some prizes and probably do a big poster board of all the people that have the yard signs placed somewhere. And it can be a real blessing and it can be a way for you to tell people about the radio ministry. So stop by tomorrow between 12 and 4 p.m. I think we have about 400 or 500 of those signs still available to hand out. We have a lot of God Listens You Can Too tote bags along with coupons and there'll be desserts. So come on out to Lincoln Square Mall tomorrow between noon and 4 p.m. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.